A very good afternoon to you, and welcome to the Midday Program. Jim Wagner welcoming local writer and author Lee Pulaski in to talk about his brand new, just released book, The Colors of Love and Autumn. Nice looking book, Lee. Nice to see you.
It's good to be here. Although I should correct you, technically it's brand new in paperback. It's actually been out as an ebook for a couple of years.
Oh, as an ebook?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. How do you find that online then?
Well, online, my contract for the ebook has expired, so it's going, and so the ebook's going to continue on through Trafford Publishing, who I just did the paperback with.
And so you'll be able to find it online again eventually.
Yes.
But right now we got actual physical paperback. That's kind of nice.
Yes.
As a writer, it must be kind of nice to have the physical, you know, book in your hand.
Absolutely. I mean, I was excited when it first came out as an ebook 2 years ago, but when I told people, yeah, it's out as an ebook, and they're like, well, where can I get the paperback? And it's like, well, it's not out in paperback. They didn't do it as paperback. And they kind of just gave me this look like, okay.
Well, it's like, you know, you're cutting edge because, you know, it's like when CDs first came out, or VHS versus beta, and then, of course, DVD, now Blu-ray. So the way the publishing trends are going, I mean, ebooks are eventually going to surpass, it sounds like, paperbacks as far as being read, maybe.
Absolutely. I mean, they're becoming more and more popular. I've seen on a couple of the TV morning shows that ebooks are more popular, especially as we're getting close to the holidays and people are trying to figure out, okay, what can I get someone for Christmas that's not going to cost too much?
And you don't have to mail it. I mean, it's kind of easy in a way. That's really nice. Well, the name of the book is The Colors of Love and Autumn, September 30th, Thursday. You're doing a book signing and presentation at Page Library?
Yes, I'm going to be reading some excerpts from my book and talk a little bit about the writing process, talk a little about how I came up with the characters, that sort of thing.
Nice. What is, you know, you work for the newspaper and usually write nonfiction. What's the hardest thing about writing? Is it harder to write fiction? Just different.
Yeah, a little bit, because you actually have to come up with the story. I mean, whereas when I write newspaper articles, I just basically here's what's happening. People talk to me. I write it all down and put it together into something that's ready for readers to read.
Yeah, you've got colorful characters at your disposal. You don't have to make up when you do the news, which is always helpful. And the dialogue is often juicy as well. But speaking of dialogue, I thought you did a really nice job on the excerpts I was able to read since we first talked about you coming on. Mm-hmm. And I like your easy flowing dialogue. Was that something that came natural to you?
It did for the most part. I mean, I'd get to certain parts in the book in the writing process and be like, okay, what do I do with these people now?
Right. So you kind of sometimes get surprised yourself. The story went this way.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, when I first started writing this book, and it was mainly meant to be a love story, but then I got to a certain point, and it's like, okay, I can't put in too much lovey-dovey stuff and much more lovey-dovey stuff, and otherwise people are going to gag. And so I threw in a murder. So.
Oh my! Okay.
You probably haven't gotten to that part yet, have you?
No.
Surprise!
Thank. Don't tell me anymore, really. Well, no. Do tell me more, because we, you know, this is an interview, isn't it?
Yes.
The Colors of Love and Autumn, and you found the dialogue, it comes pretty natural to you. Is that one of your strengths, you think?
Yeah, it comes pretty easily. I mean, just getting people to express what they want to say. I mean, the narrative comes fairly easy, too. It just depends on the type of scene. I mean, if you have a happier scene, it's easier to write. If you have a tougher scene, like sadness or anger, that sort of thing, it can be a little tougher to write.
And can you tell truth through fiction? Do you feel pretty readily? Is that a nice venue for speaking truth?
It is, actually. Because, I mean, even though this story is fairly made up, I mean, a lot of it comes from various aspects of life. And I think you'll find that with most books.
Yeah, I'm sure. Absolutely. What authors influenced you? What made you, what do you like to read?
Funny thing is, I've never really read romances, so, I mean, it was kind of interesting that I wrote a love story. I'm actually more into mysteries. I grew up reading Agatha Christie novels.
Okay. So you like, who else?
Let me see.
You like James Patterson at all?
I do. I've read a few of his books. I didn't read him so much growing up, but once I got into my adult life, I started reading him more and more.
He's a page turner for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
And paints a really, you know, I mean, he's such a mass, incredibly best-selling author. I mean, wouldn't it be great to make that kind of money and have that kind of success that James Patterson has?
And oh, that would
be, I wish it for you.
That would be awesome. Yeah. That would be great.
But there's a reason he's successful, too, and that is he paints a very vivid picture, and sometimes when you're mm-hmm. good at what you do, you make it look easy. But as you know from writing, it's not so easy, is it? What's your process for writing? Do you have a laptop? Do you have to focus? Is there morning time or what?
Well, mainly... how this all started was, and this started from a camping trip I took four years ago with my family up in Wisconsin, and it was autumn at the time, and I started getting these ideas. So we stopped off at this corner store. I grabbed a notepad and started taking notes, and so I usually take a couple pages of notes, and flesh out the idea. And then start in the process of writing, and I do have a laptop that I use to type up my novels. And basically, and the funny thing is, half the stuff that I took the notes on didn't come out in the story. So I mean, even though I have an idea at the time, it'll change over the process of writing the book.
Do you use kind of a loose outline?
Fairly. I mean, yeah. And with me, it's more like jumbled thoughts. Like, oh, let's have this character do this, and oh, let's have this character at the end of the book. Oh, wait a minute, let's have this character at the beginning of the book.
Did you have anybody edit it when you were done, or like, you know, look at it and make any suggestions?
Yes, I had a couple people do, and that were basically what's called beta readers. They look it over, make sure everything flows naturally, look for any inconsistencies.
I just was opening the book to a funny line. So it's got a bit of everything. You've got a murder. You've got a little humor in there. I won't even read it. You have to go and get the book, and I imagine the library is going to have it if you're short on cash.
Yeah, I've got a couple of... I'm going to give a couple of the books to the library. Just got to catch Debbie Winlock. She's fairly busy these days.
Yeah, she's like the wind. You got to
pretty much
get her. She's always on the go.
Yeah.
And so Thursday, book signing. And what time will you be doing the reading?
The reading begins at 6:00. Expect it'll take probably a half hour, 45 minutes, and then after that, I'll sign books, and I'll have copies of the book there for people to purchase.
Great. And if you can't make it to the reading and you want to check this out, Amazon or what's...
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, and also if you don't want to wait for it to come in the mail, there are copies available at PAL Electronics.